While we search for new things to watch after the Olympics, some athletes are having triumphant homecomings. Last night in Flint, Michigan, hundreds of people gathered to celebrate boxer Claressa Shields. This was the first year that women could box in the Olympics, and Shields brought home the gold. The city of Flint greeted the teenager with a marching band and a motorcycle escort, and NPR's Sonari Glinton was there.
On Monday, Claressa Shields spent a long day traveling, stuck in airports. You know the drill. But this day, the 17-year-old was no ordinary traveler. The airline held a connecting flight for her, and when her plane landed at Bishop International Airport in Flint, she was greeted by, well, listen. Flint's Northwestern High School's marching band got together, in the summertime no less, to celebrate their classmate. At the airport, it was kind of hard to pick out the gold medalist because she was surrounded by so many other 17-year-olds, all calling her name, and more than not, she returned the greeting dozens of times. From the airport, Shields got into a limousine with a police escort and traveled through town to the site where she learned to box. If you drive the same 5 miles through Flint, you can see the remains of what was once a thriving town. Shuttered plants, miles of vacant lots. The city of just over 100,000 has seen more than 40 murders just this year. At the Burston Field House, where Claressa Shields learned to box, everyone speaks of her triumph and the violence in Flint, including her coach and trainer, Jason Crutchfield.
It helps Flint out a lot. With Flint, what's going on in Flint, all this crazy stuff. I mean, this is some sanity, you know. It's a sanity, especially out of a young person like that. All these young kids killing each other, and I mean, she does something good.
Crutchfield and other boxers from Flint gathered in the ring where Shields learned to box. Lonnie Stubbs is also a coach at Burston, and even days after her gold medal win, Stubbs spoke through tears about Claressa Shields.
Sometimes I just can't believe it, man. Young lady gold, the only young lady to bring back a gold medal from the boys and the women. And then being the first woman to ever get a gold medal in America. We ain't talking about Flint. We ain't talking about the state of Michigan. We talking about the United States.
After walking around the gym, Shields finally climbed into the ring to cheers and chants and showed off the footwork and punches that won her the gold. Talking to reporters, she acknowledged how much her win meant not just to her, but to Flint.
I won my family. I won Flint's hope. I kind of brought them together, you know. And I just made myself happy. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I hadn't got a gold medal because I worked so hard. So I wanted nothing but gold.
In answering almost every question, Shields spoke about Flint and what the gold means to her hometown.
It means a lot to me because people look at Flint as a bad place. But, you know, whenever Flint decides to come together, we make a huge impact. So I feel that we should stay together. And then some of the violence will stop. And, they'll just drop all the stuff that's been going on.
Shields says she can already feel the pressure after returning to town.
You know, even though I know that's going to be, everybody wants just a little bit of peace of me, you know what I mean? And I'm just going to pray about it. I like for when people see me that they're happy to see me, but I don't want them all over me like I'm Beyonce or something.
Well, Beyonce doesn't have to go to high school next month, and she doesn't have a gold medal. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.